again, we just I just want to thank you for being here, and especially if you're visiting with us, I want to thank you especially for being here. And to our annual Thanksgiving service, it's a great it's always a great blessing to hear the testimonies of others. When we give thanks to the Lord, and truly we should be known as a people of Thanksgiving. And I would say, you know, lusters are complainers, but those who are content in the Lord are thankful people. We should be known for being thankful. And when we thank the Lord for whatever it is, even the smallest of things, we are acknowledging His goodness. We are acknowledging that He truly is a good God. We are acknowledging that what we have, it is by His grace. It is because He's good. And you know, it's amazing if you actually stop to think about it. You know, there was an old song that I grew up hearing, you know, count your blessings, name them one by one. If you actually start counting your blessings, I mean, the many good things that you have had in your life, the many good experiences, the many blessings, the greatest blessing, obviously, is salvation for the believer. But honestly, the many, it's innumerable. And you start realizing you could not even possibly begin to thank the Lord for all the kind things that He has given to me, undeserved, totally undeserved. So we're here to thank the Lord. We're not here just to be thankful. We are here to thank the Lord. We're here to give thanks to Him because He is the giver of every good gift. And every good thing that you and I have ever known in this life and ever will know, we owe to His kindness and His grace. And the more we know that, the more we will be thankful. Well, let's begin with a word of prayer as we begin our Thanksgiving service. Father, we come to you tonight, as we do each day, in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that Christ, above all else, we thank you for Christ who gave His life as a ransom for us, who purchased us by His blood, redeemed us from sin, from death, from hell, from the wrath of God, and gave us life. Father, we thank you for forgiving our sins and giving us true and eternal and spiritual life in Christ. We thank you for the many, many things, the spiritual blessings we have from day to day. Lord, we're thankful for the fact that you guide us. You are our shepherd. You protect us. You direct us. You give us strength. You give us peace. You give us joy. But Lord, we also thank you for the many, many material things that we enjoy from day to day, the good food that we eat from day to day, the good health that we enjoy. We don't have perfect health, and some of us are sick. And yet, Lord, whatever days of health we have, we acknowledge they are a gift from your hand. We thank you for all the kind things, the peace that we have in this nation, and it's a far from perfect nation. And yet, Lord, we don't have war here, and we do have peace, and we're thankful for that. We thank you for every good thing that you give us. And I pray truly that day by day you would enable us to glorify you and to worship you and acknowledge you for who you are, and especially for your goodness, because you are both sovereign and good. And we thank you. We thank you for your blessings. And Lord, even as we think of the trials in our life, we know as a believer that even those things are for our good, that you bring those things into our lives in order that we might know your goodness. And we thank you for even the trials and the difficulties that you give us. Lord, you are a good and gracious God. And I pray that tonight, as we worship you, especially by singing and giving testimony, we pray that you would be truly glorified and that we would be encouraged in the Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness to us. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, let's stand and sing hymn number 36 in the additional hymn booklet. Number 36, How Great Thou Art. be seated. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Psalm 96. I'm simply going to read Psalm 96 this evening, but you can follow along as I read, or you can just listen. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in faithfulness. And actually that psalm is talking about the coming kingdom when Christ will return and reign on the earth and will bring justice and peace on the earth. And the whole earth will praise the Lord. You know, this is one of the beautiful things in the kingdom. There will be no idolatry. All the nations will praise the Lord. And we look forward to that day. It's our privilege today to praise him. And even though the whole world rejects him, the whole world ignores him, yea, hates him, it is our privilege as believers in Christ to give thanks and praise to the true and the living God. If you turn in your regular hymn book to hymn number 51, When All Thy Mercies, O My God, hymn number 51. Well, a few weeks ago, we had the privilege again of David and Loredana Standridge being with us. And of course, we've supported David and Loredana Standridge for quite a few years. They are missionaries in Rome. David is a pastor there in a church in Rome, and we've supported them for years. And they were here a few weeks ago, as most of you, I'm sure, know and remember. But he mentioned the fact, and we really did see, I think, especially in his presentation on Sunday morning, of really his love for those people. It's a small congregation. It's a very difficult place to be, Rome, Italy. But truly, the Lord has used them and is using that little work there. And we really got a sense, I think, more than ever, of how the Lord has really used them there. And he was mentioning the fact that they are moving to a new location into the center of Rome, into the center of the city. And the beauty of the move is it's closer, actually, to everybody that pretty much is in the congregation. It's also more accessible. I think he said it's within a walking distance of 300,000 people, as I recall. And very accessible. But it's also, and maybe this is the greatest thing of all, it's rent-free. But the problem is, it's about $30,000 to renovate it, to get it ready to have a congregation. So we thought it would be appropriate to take an offering this evening that will go specifically to that work and to that, especially to the renovating of that church in Rome. So that's what we're going to do now. We will take an offering up for Cornelius Ministries to help with that need. So let me just pray and then we'll take the offering. Father, we truly thank you for the grace of God in our lives. And we truly thank you for the privilege that we have to bear testimony of the grace in our lives through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the privilege that we have as a church to support people around the world, both in this country but also around the world, who preach the Word of God, who teach the Word of God, who preach the gospel to the lost. And Lord, we want to thank you especially tonight for David and Loredana Standridge and for their ministry in Rome, for their faithfulness. And Lord, we thank you for the way you're using them. We thank you for that church and the way you're working in individual people in that congregation. And I pray that truly you would bless David and Loredana, that you would bless their ministry, that the word of God would go forth plainly, simply, and powerfully. And I pray that you would accomplish your work. We know, Lord, that your word never goes forth void. It does accomplish your will. And I pray that you would accomplish your will through the preaching of the word in this church in Rome. And I do pray that you would bless the congregation, particularly as they move to this new location. We pray that that they would truly be a light to this very dark city, and really a city given over to idolatry. I pray earnestly that you would bless that ministry. And we're thankful, Lord, that tonight we can help in some small way, both through our prayers and through our finances. And we just ask that you would truly be glorified as we would seek to support them in this ministry. We thank you for them. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that. That was beautiful. Beautiful hymn. We now come to that part of the evening, which I'm sure most of you know what we do, but we've done this for many years now. We have an opportunity, or I should say you have an opportunity, to bear testimony to the Lord, to give thanks to the Lord for something in your life. Whatever it is. I want to begin by going over the rules of engagement. If you would like to speak, you can, really two options before you. You can raise your hand or you can stand up. And I think we have microphones. Just one? Daniel's really quick. Oh, there's two? Okay, Andrew. Someone will bring a microphone to you, and so you might want to wait to speak until you have the microphone, unless you're really loud. Please speak into the microphone so we can hear you. I always like to emphasize you're among family and friends. We're not judging you for your use of grammar or English or whatever. I mean, we realize many of you, are not used to speaking maybe in front of people. It's okay. We're not going to bite you or anything, so... don't worry about the fear of man. This is not about the fear of man. It's about giving glory to God. And it's an opportunity to share what the Lord's doing in your life. And if you would like to request a hymn, you're welcome to do that as well. At this point, I'm tempted to have Michelle come up and give you a motivational speech about you. Oh, you want to do it, Michelle? She was this afternoon using the analogy that we really should be like that game Whack-a-Mole. Have you ever played Whack-a-Mole? You know, one, you hit the one down and the other one jumps up. And the idea is that there shouldn't be, we should be so ready to bear testimony to the Lord. We should be on the edge of our seat waiting to get up. Or I give you another analogy. This is my analogy. I remember years ago, now they don't do this anymore, right? But not too long ago, on Black Friday, they would, you know, these places would give away television, oh, well, maybe televisions for $20, right? Flat screen television for $20. And people would wait in line all night. And then they would rush through the door and run over each other. In fact, I think they stopped doing it because it was too violent, right? People were so excited about getting their big screen television. That should be you rushing to Daniel to get that microphone so you can bear testimony because of what the Lord is doing in your life. Amen? So, well, with that in mind, I know it's always hard to be the first, but I really do miss Eloise Howard because she was always the first one to get up and share. And we miss Eloise, but we know she's with the Lord. But does anybody, would someone like to begin? Oh, that's good. Thank you,
Jennifer.
I'll bring it to you. Appreciate that.
And one thing, we're not on YouTube tonight. We are Zooming to people, to just people in our church.
Okay.
But we're not on YouTube. And we do want you to hold the microphone close to your face so you can hear it. Because if you're like out here, you can't hear it. And then you can hear if you do this. Okay.
I'm fairly confident the Lord's given me a good voice, but I'll hold it close. okay, so I was very excited to come here tonight. Praise the Lord, I didn't have a migraine, and so here I am, and I'm very thankful for that. And I don't know where to begin, because I was planning on sitting here and thinking of all the things and kind of toning it down, because I don't want to be too long. So let me just say, first, I'm so thankful for this church. I praise the Lord for this church. Dean, I praise the Lord for the time that you put into studying the Word and faithfully giving it every single week. I'm so thankful for the membership class. And I told my husband today, I said, I was going to tell a little personal thing. So I love Paul Washer, right? And I've said that to my husband, and he's like, you don't want your husband to feel like he's not Paul Washer, right? So then I was hesitant to say how much I enjoy the membership class because I said, I don't want my husband to be like, oh, okay, well, so next, it's Dean Good, right? But I'm just saying, good teachers of the Word, I am so thankful for because I could just sit and listen and listen and listen, and that's what I had said earlier. So feel free to let that class go on. So I'm thankful for that. I'm also thankful for, you mentioned trials, right? And this was the one thing I was going to come here and talk about because I've been going, we all have trials. But I've been going through a lot of trials lately that I never thought that I would have. And I always did really think that I was trusting of the Lord in situations, right? And then you go through a trial and you're like, pretty sure I'm leaning on my own understanding and, you know, not really trusting in him the way that I thought that I would have or that I know I should be. And so on that, I'll say I will thank my dear friend Carrie Van Wingerden. I'll have to just call you out by name because she's always been a person who speaks truth to me, and I am so thankful for that because that is rare, even in the church. Not saying here necessarily, but just I've been in numerous churches in my life, and it's just so needed, right? So I love you so much. And I say that not to just say it, like I truly love you. So thank you. And I praise the Lord for these trials because I am seeing that I could have more faith in him. One time, just to speak of truth, Carrie said to me, and I was like, what is wrong with people? Like, just have faith, right? God's so good. And she's like, Jennifer, faith is a gift. I was like, oh. I thought I conjured it up all on my own or something, right? So I've learned that I have to even ask him for more faith, right? Like, I believe, Lord, help me in my unbelief. So this is what's been happening in our life with these trials that I've been learning. And I will say, in one of our biggest trials that many people know about with my bonus daughters, Dave's girls, you know, the trial is still there and there's really no end in sight worldly, like here, right? I know that eternally there's an answer and I know that God has a plan. But I will say I'm so thankful because it's gotten easier to trust the Lord in it, right? And it's gotten easier to pray for my enemy that I would never want to be my enemy. It's not by my choice, but it's just, I'm just so thankful to God for his goodness in that. And so I could go on and maybe I'll stand up again later, but I'll give someone else a turn. So thank you. Thank you all, and thank you for letting me go first.
There are no rules about getting up two times. You're welcome here.
Can you hold it for me? So I can hold this? Is that okay? Thank you, Pastor Dean. I don't think it would be an exaggeration to say that if it wasn't for the decisions at Urgent Care recently, I probably wouldn't be standing here. I had returned from working in Chicago for a couple of weeks and wasn't feeling well. I thought it was just a cough and probably needed some cough syrup or something. And next thing I knew, they were taking me to a hospital where I spent several days. I was very, very fortunate and very thankful to the Lord for not only for the experience of going through it, but for just how good everyone there took care of me, the nurses, doctors, everyone, not just taking care of me, but putting up with me. That's a test for anyone for several days. I'm grateful that the Lord allowed me to go through that experience. I think there's a place for experiencing a little terror, a little disillusionment, a little feeling alone, because it draws us closer to the Master. So I'm just very thankful that just to still be breathing right now, because it could have gone a different way. Just before I left California and moved here, about a week before that, my fellowship group pastor, some of you might know him, Bill Shannon, took me aside. He said something to me that at the time I didn't really understand, and I probably didn't believe it. But and it had to do with coming to this church. I'm not, because he knew I was going to come and and visit and see what it was like. I'm not going to tell you what he said because it's not appropriate for here, but you can always ask me privately. But now that some time has gone by, I want to honor what he said and pursue it. Last year, I mentioned that during a Thanksgiving service when I was at Grace, Pastor John said once that Christians, more than any other group of people on the planet, have the greatest capacity for being thankful. Obviously, for forgiveness of sins, forgiving us life, the promise of eternal life, for just all of life experiences. That's something that we'll never get over being thankful for. I do want to say that last year I read a list of some names of people that the Lord had used in my life to bring me where I am. I read about 25 names, I think, of a list of over 200 names. Since then, that list has grown. It's up to over 400 names now, and I want to keep adding to it as the Lord reminds me of people from my past as well as new people that I meet that the Lord is using to shape me and mold me. I certainly want to thank those recently while I was in the hospital, Jonathan, David Thompson, who went above and beyond, Bob Tucker, Dr. Kevin, who smuggled some Scooby snacks into the hospital for me, because sometimes hospital food isn't that great. I want to thank Doug, Ron Kubagi, Andrew, right here. I want to thank them also for just constantly calling, reaching out to me, seeing how I was doing. I want to thank this fellowship, people beyond that were praying for me faithfully. And I'm just very, very grateful to be here at this church. It's an amazing thing, coming all the way from California and winding up here. Lastly, I want to thank you, Pastor Dean, for not only being our teaching pastor, but for being a shepherd as well. A shepherd that that cares for the flock. And by the way, I will be outside signing copies of my book while supplies last, so don't wait. So I'm done.
Okay, that silence was too long, so I'm the next mole. You did a great job, by the way. You didn't need my help. It is such a privilege to give thanks to the Lord. And there's only one person that doesn't want us to do that, right? And that's Satan. And when I realized that years ago when I was a new Christian, you know, because everyone gets nervous, but I'm like, I'm not going to let him keep me quiet, you know? So I am always and every day grateful to the Lord for saving me, because I know I deserved eternal punishment, me, myself. I don't know about you guys, but I know I deserved it. And I don't know why he chose me at age 23, and it was very clear and very quick, but I am so grateful for all these years that I have been able to walk with him and be sanctified by him. I have a sister who's just 2 years older than me, and she does not know the Lord. And God could have saved her, not me. And I think about that all the time, all these years that I've had enjoying the just amazing privilege of being in Christ. And she does not know that. And I'm sure many of you have people that don't know the Lord. Of course, nobody in my family does except for my brother. But it just don't ever get used to that. Like, it's such a, there's no greater privilege and gift every day that we wake up. That know that we stepped into eternity, it's not what we deserve, right? It's all grace. Anyways, I was thinking of some very specific things this year, and I'm very grateful that the Lord allowed Dean and I to go to be with my mom on her 90th birthday all the way in Spain. You know, it's a big trek and obviously money, but again, she doesn't know the Lord, and she's 90, so her time is running short, but she was so thankful that we were there and other family members, and I saw other family members I hadn't seen in years. So, you know, that's a gift. I really don't take that for granted. I wish they lived here. I wish they went to this church. I wish I could see them every week, but that's not my case. So, anyway, I was very grateful to be able to do that. And then I was very grateful that the Lord did not allow my daughter Julia to die of a snake bite in Indonesia, which she very could have because they said it was a poisonous one. I don't know. That girl, she keeps me on my knees. But now I'm praying she doesn't get bit by a shark in Hawaii because that's where she's on her way to right now. Or if she gets bit, it doesn't kill her. Anyways, that's the first thing I thought of when she says going to Indonesia. I'm like, there's a lot of snakes there. Watch her get bit by one. And on the last day, she got bit by one. Anyways, it's a test of faith for me. But and then, of course, the greatest blessing this year is our granddaughter, Catherine and Stephen. We are so thankful to the Lord for you guys and for Elise. And it is amazing being grandparents. People always told us, we're like, but it is. It really is. And anyway, we're very, very thankful. And you guys are being great parents. You really are. And then I'm very thankful my son was here last week. And even though 5 out of the 7 days he was sick with the flu, I still don't see him that often. He only lives in Florida, but I hadn't seen him since last January, unfortunately. But it was so wonderful to be with him and also to kind of baby him through the sickness, even though he's 27. He was very grateful because he couldn't get out of bed. It was that bad. So I'm thankful for that. And lastly, I'm thankful not just for my pastor, but for my husband. We had 5 years this past summer, and it has just been such a joy and privilege to be your wife. I love serving the Lord with you, and I love serving the Lord with all of you. Because, as Randall was saying, you know, having amazing brothers and sisters in Christ that love the Lord and want to grow together, that's, again, a great gift. And we shouldn't take each other for granted. So thank you all.
I'd just like to say that I'm thankful for my parents. I'm glad that they moved back up here, and it's great to have them a part of our family up here. And I know the move was stressful, but I'm glad it all worked out, and I'm glad you're here and to be a part of this church and a part of our family.
We are also thankful.
It is a joy to partake in this Thanksgiving service every year. I'm thankful that this church does this. It is a blessing to be a part of a church that preaches the word, teaches the word, and that there are not just, we have a deep bench, as it were, with the many, just the multiplicity of counsel with all the elders, and including my father-in-law, and I'm thankful for your leadership, but for Chris and for Dave and for Kevin and for the deacons that do so much here, truly is a joy. I wanted to start off by also saying exactly, starting off the same way that Michelle pretty much started off. I don't think we think about salvation perhaps as much as we should in using that to bring us to our knees, to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ for how he has redeemed us and has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. I've been reminded by that as our students at Westside has been learning that passage. They've been memorizing Ephesians chapter 1. And that verse never ceases to bring me to awe in understanding that the Lord Jesus Christ descended to earth to die for sinful, wicked man, whom God has saved before the foundation of the world, gave to Christ as a gift, the church. And Christ saved every single one and will save every single one to the very end, and has not only saved them, but will sanctify them, and will not only sanctify them, but will eventually glorify them, and has blessed them with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. I mean, that should bring us to our knees. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. And that we remind ourselves every day how often we sin and how often we can come back to Christ. This is a gift. And as Michelle said, I don't know why he saved me. I have no idea why the Lord ordained that he would save wretched sinners like myself. And I'm thankful that in all of God's providence, he brought myself to meet my beautiful bride, Catherine, and has blessed our marriage and has blessed us now with a third family member. And, of course, this church, to which I'm very thankful. So I'll be the first to recommend a hymn, and it is hymn number 599, The Sands of Time Are Sinking. And I particularly want to choose that hymn because, as it is Thanksgiving service, I'm reminded by the words at the very end of the hymn, that the bride eyes not her garment, but here her dear beloved, her bridegroom's face, and not at the crown he giveth, but on his pierced hands. And may we as a church always be thankful for the gift of salvation that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's sing hymn number 599.
I don't have much to say, but I just want to echo how thankful I am to be at this church. It's so good to come back after college and just see all the people I've grown up with and people who've watched me grow up. I'm just like my parents, I cry as soon as... I also just want to speak to how faithful God is in uncertainty. I've had a lot happen that I didn't expect this past year. Not necessarily painful things, but just things that I didn't know what was next. And that's scary for a young man. And it's scary for anyone. But as I look to, you know, where God's calling me, it's just, I found myself looking back to the same psalm that we all learn. And I've known since I was so young, which is just Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And it's just amazing how that same truth, which I've known for so long, can become so real again the older I get. So that's all I have to say, and I'm glad I was able to get through it, mostly. And I'm also just very thankful for the news I got recently of my new cousin who's on the way. So, yeah.
Trials. We would not bear testimony to that if we did not have trials. It's the Lord is so good.
A lot of you may know that I had a employment change and retirement, actually, and realized I should not have retired. And of everyone that was there with me about it, I was the one with the least faith. And I want to thank those that were praying for me and for Terry, for her support. And Kevin especially and Eric had a couple lunches with them. And so it's just great to see how the Lord does watch us, watch over us, and secure our places in life in spite of our lack of faith. And thank you for this church especially, for the messages, Dean, that you preach. And it's a rare gem in this community and probably in the whole United States as well. We know there are good churches, and this is one of them. And thank you again for Terry, for her love and support, and for the Lord, how the Lord has supported all of us through this past year, our daughters also. Thank you.
Microphone is right here.
Yeah,
am I good?
Go right ahead.
Okay. I will sing of my Redeemer. All these hymns we've been singing, and it's like I've been singing this since yesterday, and it was reinforced this morning through the Sunday school message. I will sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon. He paid the debt and made me free. And through that freedom in knowing my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, he has begun, it's been a while, but as I submit my life to his will and allow him to show me in those areas that I need to give to him, to be, that I need to confess to him, that I need to be forgiven, and I need to grow, that he has recently, because memory, as you get a little bit older, does not stay with you unless you write it down. And I did not write down along this year's path, but in the last three, as Dean and others have prayed, even in the simple things that God gives us, he is good. And I am always reminded in the little things, if I am thankful for the little things
and because he knows me so well. He knows me better than anyone could ever know me, not even my husband. Sorry, honey, I love you. That I need to give him thanks and praise for those things. And you pray for, you thank the Lord for those things, Dean, and others have also from the pulpit. I'm going to start with the most simple. I'm shopping, I'll make this short, and I see this rocking horse. It's an old-fashioned rocking horse. And I really liked it. So I asked the cashier, I said, how much are those items that are up on the counter? She says, oh, I'm sorry. She goes, they're not for sale. She said, there's a lot of people that have asked about those things. And I'm, okay. It wasn't, I wasn't coveting it. It wasn't a lingering thought. Okay. And you just walk away, and that's that. So I'm with my mother. It was about 3 weeks ago. And I'm helping her upstairs go through some closets and things and getting some order. And there's this little rocking horse. I didn't remember it. Didn't remember it was there. And it's sitting there. Didn't say anything. And I'm looking at it, and we're talking, and she said, would you like to have it? And I'm like, really? I mean, I was just so happy that she was ready at that point in time to pass that along to me. And I said, well, then I could pass this along to the girls. But in that, and see, this is where we all are blessed because of our individual relationship with the Lord. And to many of you, if not all of you, that means nothing. But to me, in the moment, that my God loves me and gives me things, no, there's no eternal value in them. We know that. But it made my heart so happy, and I was so thankful. And I thanked my mom. So that was one. And we're starting, like I said, we're starting. Another of recent was in the ladies' Bible study, which I am very thankful for, studying the life of Paul in Philippians. And how, as he mentioned the many trials and difficulties that he went through and experienced, that he never brought attention to himself. He always had a thankful heart, and he was always for the Philippian church. What was their spiritual, how were they in their spiritual welfare? And how he then encouraged the Philippians that as he has been provided for by this great God who sees and knows all things, and when you serve him faithfully, how then he blesses the people and will provide for their needs. They didn't know how that was going to come. So in that, and also 1 Timothy 6:6, godliness along with contentment is great gain. And so that's not in the things that we may have be tempted to covet, but something I already had. And I had lost it, and it has value, and it has meaning. But you know, in the past, it would have been, where is it? I was here. I was there. I'm not finding it. There's a reason I didn't find it. I didn't find out until the very end. No, the Lord was kind. He was gracious. And he blessed me in that it was found. But it wasn't until I went through the process. I went through two bags of garbage looking for it. And I don't know what the animals see in garbage, because it's not nice stuff, but anyhow, so didn't find it. So I asked Ivana to come down. I'm having some back issue, lower back issue. I think it's my sciatica. And I asked her if she would come down and step on. She had just gotten home. I said, when you are good and ready, can you come down and step on my back? She says, sure, Mom, I'll be right down. So I'm kind of sad. I wasn't like, I'm going to be like, this is going to be the end. You know, that I don't find this item. Shall we go? She steps on my back. And I get up. I'm a little sad. And I share with her what was going on. She looks down. She picks it up and she says, is this it? And I took that as, you know what? The Lord didn't have to find or allow me or her to find this item. But it's because he loves me. And I think it was because that in this small instance that it was good for me to not get all upset. It was okay. He gave it, and he could have had that be gone forever. But I was thankful in that. And you just look at things differently. You know, these material things. Yes, he does bless us with these things. And they're meant for us to enjoy. But as we know, it all fades. and what is with him, how he is continuing to grow us and show us. And it's all tailor-made for each one of us. Each one of us has a tailor-made plan that he has for us, and we are meant to see how he's using these things to grow us. My last is, I took my dad to the hospital last week of October. It was 12:35 in the morning, and we get there, and I check him in, and she says, we'll be with you in about 25 minutes. I said, okay, I have my phone, you know, go sit down. I go to my purse, there's no phone. Okay, I had it in the car, thought I put it in my purse, did not. So I told the security, I'm going to go to my vehicle, which is at the opposite end of the hospital. We went to Fairview. So if you're familiar with Fairview, you have the parking garage and you got to walk all the way down to the ER. And that was like four times back and forth between until I needed to go home, because the realization was, even though I went back to the car, security called, you could hear the phone ring, there was no phone. Where's my phone? And nobody turned it in. So in the midst of all that, yes, I had asked the Lord to help find my phone, but at the same time, there was other stuff going on. So I wasn't, so when you don't, I don't know how many of you have lost your phone and for how long, but when you have someone in the hospital and he's in the process of being checked in, you don't know where it's at. My family can't communicate with me. I can't communicate with them. It was a moment for me. And so to not make this real long, I told them I was going home. I had to let my family know what was going on. I don't have numbers written down in my phone. I don't have numbers memorized. Okay, I learned my lesson in that. You don't have your phone. You have no way of communication if you don't know numbers. So I go home. I let them know. Long story short, Hannah, she gets up. She's aware of what's going on. She's, Mom, the phone is here. So we go out. I go out to the car. I have to get back to the hospital. Terrence is like, listen, this is 4 in the morning. Okay, so before I have to go back to the hospital, you hear that it wasn't on ring. It was on, what do you call that mode? Vibrate. You could hear it. I let out this cry of relief, and I thank the Lord for directing me. Now, there were reasons why I believe he allowed that to happen. One was that I didn't trust him enough throughout the process, okay? I do need to trust him more. And also that my communication with my Heavenly Father, that I am his and he is mine, will never cease. It's for all eternity. No matter where I am, no matter where I go, man's attempt to be in the best communication possible with mankind failed. And that was not to over-spiritualize everything, but you know what? Everything happens in our lives for his purposes, for his glory. What do I do with it? Do I thank him for it? And what do I learn from it? And a lot of times it is humbling when you're in a place where he takes you, but to be oh so thankful, and that's been a reoccurring theme, is our salvation in him. How every day, how much do we take that for granted? But that hymn, that portion of that hymn, I will sing of my Redeemer. Chris taught on it this morning with the Israelites coming out, their deliverance. So I just, and ending, again, thank you, Dean and the men, for how faithful, committed, prayerfully, and in your preparation to bring the Word of God to us. Very grateful. So, sorry if I went a little long.
I think everyone in the auditorium probably is rehearsing all kinds of things that they were thankful for, and it's hard to bring it down to one or two or three, but I'd like to just simply say that over the last year, I have grown to appreciate, begin to appreciate, I can't fully comprehend it, the depth of the mercy of God, especially in my own life, for that matter. I'm also quite grateful to him for saving me to the uttermost, because that's what it takes for any of us, really, for me. I'm also very grateful and thankful to him for my family, especially my wife. And very grateful that the Lord intervened in a situation where she had an appendicitis attack. And these things can go different ways, and yet the Lord was very, very faithful to us. And it almost seemed routine, just like visiting a doctor for a patient scan or whatever. But I'm very grateful for that and for his watch care over us. And again, I don't have the words to express it, but I'm thankful to the Lord and in leading us to certainly this church and to the realization that apart from his word, there's really no truth that we can trust, nor any well-meaning teacher, not necessarily a false one, but really his word is what really is the anchor for everything. I don't know the number of this hymn, but can we sing Jesus Paid It All?
I wanted to request one of my favorite hymns, 710, I Need Thee Every Hour.
Thank you. grateful for Mon in our prayer group a few weeks ago. We prayed that she ended up going to the hospital because they thought she had cancer. And after we prayed, afterwards that week, it turns out she did not have cancer, which is good. She made a recovery, and yesterday she turned 75. So I'm really grateful she's still around.
Hi. I just wanted to share a couple of the things that the Lord has done in the past couple of years, actually. I moved here from Boston, Massachusetts, and kind of felt like Abraham stepping into the unknown. I didn't know why I was coming to Ohio, but I knew that the Lord was directing me here. And I also knew that I needed to grow in him. And I knew that GCNO was a biblical church where I would hear the word and I would grow in him. So one of my, I like to have theme verses that the Lord just nails into my heart. And one of them is from Psalm 40. It says, "As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me." When I lived in Boston, I thought that I could run away from the love of God. I thought that I needed to do something to draw myself closer to him. And I thought that if I prayed more or I did more for him, that somehow I would prove to him that I was worthy of his love. But what he did in coming to Ohio was he showed me that I don't need to do anything more, that I can rest in him. And he did that by stopping me right in my tracks where I was going in terms of pursuing cello and all of the idols that I had created that were involved with that. And he's teaching me now to walk with him again, to walk safe and secure in his love. He's teaching me that absolutely nothing will separate me from the love of Christ. And I think even this week, having a new awareness of many of my sins and being able now to see, but even now his steadfast love will not fail me. And so the deeper that we see our sins, the deeper our perspective of our Savior is. So I'm so thankful for that, and it would not be, apart from this church, from the elders, and from many of the people who have poured their lives into me, that I've been able to see God as who he really is. So there was one particular day last October that the Lord broke my heart and showed me his love. There are certain things that we just hear and we hear and we hear and we don't get until he just chooses to open our hearts by his Holy Spirit. So he did that for me last October, showing me Romans 4 and Romans 8. Just the realities of his love and walking with him by faith. And the day after we had communion, and one of the songs that just broke me was "Majestic Sweetness Sits Enthroned." So can we sing 143?
I will make this quick. I just wanted to say that I am really thankful. We invited our neighbor Jordan tonight, and he is with us. And I just want to say how thankful I am that we've been able to spend so much time with him and just fellowship with him at our home. He came to know the Lord this year, and we've just been able to spend an abundant amount of time with him, Nathan especially. And I just have been so grateful for what that has brought to us and how the Lord has used that to shape us and how he's used us for Jordan as well. I'm also thankful for these little people that the Lord gave to me and Nathan that coo and have lots to say during these testimonies tonight, but truly they are a blessing, and the Lord has used them to shape and sanctify Nathan and I. And I want to, this year, I have really been praying that the Lord would help me to cultivate an attitude of gratitude, is what I say, and just being thankful when the Lord puts pressure on the things that he's showing me that need to grow and that he's working on. And he's definitely using these little ones in our lives, and I am grateful to have, you know, my son is singing in my son's lap, and it's hard not to be moved by that. Like, the Lord is using us in their lives, and pray that we would continue to be faithful parents to them. And I just thank you for all of you who love on our babies and bring them to the Lord, and just how wonderful this church has been to us. And with that, I want to request the hymn number 700, Trust and Obey.
Thank you. Can we sing 677?
I think it's in the book, The Mystery of Providence. There's a recommendation to make an exercise and write down a list of the providences of God in your life. I think it's been about 10 years. I think 10 years ago, I did that. I read through the book, had some time, sat down, wrote it out, and it was fantastic. I think I can still find the file on an old computer, but... And I don't really remember what I wrote down, but just the exercise was very helpful. And, the world looks in or looks at what happens to them day to day, and it's just physics, basically, you know. But it's a blessing to know that what occurs to us is guided by God's hand. Several different ways that he has provided for me specifically. Actually, one other interesting chapter of a book I read was on all the ways that God directs the weather. And it was overwhelming. The author went through all the ways, like every verse. I mean, it was exhaustive. It was kind of boring after a while, but but it was incredible. I mean, by the end, you're like, okay, I get it. God's totally in charge of the weather. And in the 80s, my dad was unsaved and was driving to meet his family for Christmas and got completely stuck in a snowstorm for days, like for 3 or 4 days. I'm not sure they had electricity. He was in a small cabin, got stuck in a small cabin in the mountains, and ended up reading, I think, J.I. Packer. And he doesn't have, like, an exact date and time where he came to know the Lord, but he points back to that, like, getting totally stuck in a cabin by the weather. And so I know the Lord used that in my life to allow me to grow up in a Christian home. And then, you know, just thinking of other ways God provides for us spiritually. We were moving back. I've shared this story before, but we were moving back to the area after grad school. And the church we were looking at, actually, their doors closed, so we weren't sure where we were going to attend church. And so in desperation, I Googled good Bible church in Cleveland. And the top result, it said Pastor Dean Good is the pastor. So, I mean, that was, I mean, you know, yeah, it was very providential. And so just those are wonderful ways the Lord's provided spiritually, and then he does the same thing physically. I was self-absorbed in college. I would go to the dining common super early so I didn't have to talk to people. And I did that one day, and I was hurrying, and I spilled food. And the student worker, Kristen, helped me clean up, you know, and that's how we met. Because I was in a hurry. Or even just simple things like I remember our first house in the Cleveland area. We were just driving around and Amity was crying, so we cut through a neighborhood we never would cut through otherwise and found a tiny little house. So the Lord is very kind, not just to provide for us in providential ways spiritually, but physically as well.
Does things to, it makes it clear that it wasn't us, it was him. And you just smile and say, thank you, Lord. It's okay. That's neat.
I would like to say how thankful I am for this church and just for the faithfulness of pastor and all the elders and deacons and teachers, and just their faithfulness to preach the word and teach the word. And I'm learning as I get older just how blessed I am to be in this church. And just, I haven't been in very many other churches, but I'm just like, I'm so glad when I get home. But yeah, I'd also like to, I'm so thankful for my family and especially the recent additions of my nieces and nephews. And just the huge blessing Micah and Olivia also have been to me. I'm thankful also just for the Lord's faithfulness in teaching me, especially this past year, just how he's so gracious in teaching me one thing at a time, and that he doesn't overwhelm me with things, but I mean, if he does, then it's for a purpose, and he does teach me through it, and just shows me that I'm not very smart sometimes and that I need to trust him more every day. And just also, it reminded me of a verse in 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 through 13. It is a trustworthy saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we will deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. And I just realized this just past year just how faithless I can be sometimes, but yet he is still faithful every day and teaches me every day. I'm also thankful so much for all of you, and just especially I want to just thank Stephen. Thank you so much for shepherding me and just being such an encouragement to me. I'm also recently so thankful for my job, and Scott for helping me get that job. I'm so thankful for that and just how the Lord's blessed me so much in that. I'd like to sing a hymn 579.
Beecha. Oh, that was loud. I'm thankful for trials and how they grow you and bring you closer to the Lord and make you lean on Him in prayer. In particular, I'm actually thinking of one trial, and his name is Ricky. The trial is he is taking my little sister to California, and I don't get to see her as often. But I'm thankful to Ricky because he, just like a trial, that was a joke, you're not a trial, but he, just like a trial, has been a godly influence on my life. I'm thankful for Ricky's thoughtfulness. I'm thankful that he's an example of what a man looks like courting a girl and a woman. Kate, you're so small still. Ricky, because of you, I have become a more thoughtful person about everything and thinking about how the Lord has orchestrated everything. And I just want to thank you for that. I could say a lot more, but I'm not as eloquent as I'd like to be. I want to thank Kate for being an encouragement in the many hundreds of ways that she doesn't know. I want to thank Chatham for being just a really good husband. Kaylee, thank you for your excellent, wonderful attitude. She is a joy to be around. And if any of you don't know, Kaylee could use some prayer for her pregnancy. Just pray that everything goes nice and that she feels better. I want to thank Jack. I want to be thankful for Jack. sorry, this isn't this. I'd like to the Academy. I'm thankful for Jack and the ways that he's changed in the last year and the ways that the Lord has showed just tremendous growth in Jack. With Jack's patience with me, because we are diametrically opposed in personality. And when he comes home from college, we're in the same room. And I do things that are not selfless. And he approaches me with love and graciousness and firmness. And I'm thankful for that. I'd also like to just be thankful, particularly for Philip Amos. There are a million different reasons to be thankful for him, but he has been a profound servant to me and my family. And I can't express how thankful I am for my relationship with him. And also for the last couple of months, I've gotten to know he and his kids so much more, and they are a blessing to be around. And I've run out of, I know I have more, but I forgot it because I'm nervous, so I'm just going to stop.
I figured I'd follow up my brother. The main thing I want to just be thankful for is all of you guys. I don't attend church here anymore, and my wife technically never has, but still we hear about the outpouring of prayers that you guys have for us, and I'm just very thankful for that. I really appreciate everybody here who prays for me and my wife, especially my wife right now. And then I'm also just really thankful to have so much family around, and to just be here with my immediate family. It's just such a joy and blessing.
We should probably wrap it up. I want to thank you truly for all the ways in which you've praised the Lord. I just close with this thought. I was thinking about, as I was holding little Elise, our little granddaughter, what a beautiful little girl, and she has no idea. She has no idea how blessed she is. She has two parents that love her, that love the Lord. She has a loving family. She has a loving grandpa and nana. She has a loving church. She doesn't even know they all love. And it is a blessing from God. She has no idea. And as I was thinking about that myself, I was thinking of all the people that God has put in my life from the very beginning, my parents who loved me, who loved the Lord, the many relatives around me that loved the Lord, the churches that I knew growing up that loved the Lord, where I heard the word of God proclaimed. I have no, those were all gifts from God to me. But most of all, that he opened my eyes to see Christ and my need of him. And you say, it is all the goodness of God. I was with Donna and Jonathan DeLelio on Friday and at the juvenile retention on Friday and talking to these kids and the places they come from, you know, they didn't have those blessings. And it's overwhelming, actually, sometimes to think about how good God has been to us. And we can't explain God's providences, but God is so gracious. And we are so thankful to his goodness in our lives and truly, especially, for giving us Christ. For without Christ, we have nothing. But we're so thankful for him. Well, let us just stand and sing one more hymn. We'll sing number 27, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And again, I want to remind you as we close that we will have refreshments afterward. And let us just, we'll just sing that this is, we'll just sing the first and the last verse of Great is Thy Faithfulness. So. Close in prayer. Father, thank you for your faithfulness to us, undeserved. We thank you for all that you have given to us and all that you have provided for us. But truly, we thank you most of all for the Lord Jesus Christ who gave his life for us. We thank you for the eternal hope that we have in the Lord Jesus. And thank you for the many, many blessings you give to us. Thank you for this church. Thank you for the fellowship that we have. Thank you for our families. Thank you, Lord, for all the ways in which you guide us and protect us and lead us. And we thank you truly for each day that you give us. And may we truly give glory to you from day to day and thank you. May you bless our evening together in fellowship. And we ask that you truly would be glorified in our lives. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.